Who doesn't love a classic chocolate chip cookie? Famous Amos has been making them since the 70s, 1975 to be exact. With semi-sweet chocolate chips and a satisfying crunch, it's everything classic in one bite-sized cookie. And fans couldn't get enough. That's right. You'll find our original recipe, the one you know and love, in every bag of Famous Amos original chocolate chip cookies. Find Famous Amos anywhere you buy your favorite snacks.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Welcome to Believe in Vikings. The NFL Combine's getting underway, and free agency is less than 2 weeks away. I'm your host, Dustin Baker. I'm here with Brian McKinney, Sal Spice, and Ron Saw. We're going to chat about the Minnesota Vikings. We had a week off last week, so we got a few things to catch up on. Mainly, this little report card thing that came out that puts the Vikings in an extremely positive light. Some Kirk Cousins chat, and then maybe some draft stuff we'll venture into. That's on the agenda tonight, foremost. Bet Online remains your number one source for all of your sports betting this season. Everything from NFL playoffs to pro and college basketball, UFC, and more. You'll always find the latest odds, team matchup information, player news, and game trends at Bet Online. With live betting options, free contests, and live scores from almost any sport or game imaginable. Bet Online is truly the fastest, and easiest way to bet on all your favorite leagues and events. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to join and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Use this promo code for the 50%, B-L-E-A-V, Believe, B-L-E-A-V, to receive your rewards. BetOnline.ag, where the game starts. All right, so the group is back after a week off, and we have a couple things to get into. I think we'll start to get more hot and heavy next week because we will be mere days away from free agency. And next week, we can talk about some of the players we expect to possibly join or players we want to possibly join. But Brian, right out of the gate here, I'm going to ask you, the NFLPA is doing this new thing this year where they have report cards for every NFL team. And it has nothing to do with how good the team played on the field. It is players voting on treatment of families, service and nutrition, the weight room, the strength coaches, the training room, the training staff, the locker room, and team travel. They're supposed to assign a F minus or an A plus grade. I'll get into who was the F minus here shortly. It was hilarious. But lo and behold, on this report card of 1,300 existing NFL players, the Vikings got an A plus and ranked tops in the NFL. And this is with free agency about 12 days away, which can't hurt their case for bringing in new guys. But Brian, I'm going to ask you, you played a long time in the league, all those things that I rattle off, how important are those to players?
They are pretty important to make you feel comfortable. Meals are definitely important. If you have mediocre meals, that's what you're fueling the guys with. You know what I'm saying? A lot of things play a factor in how somebody's going to perform. You know what I mean? How what a family's taking care of, how the traveling is, how the food you eat, like all those things can determine how you play, your mood, how well you train. I feel like since I've left, I learned so much more about weightlifting and training. And it's like, I don't know, some of these strength coaches, like, I think they're just people's friends. Mm-hmm. Like, some people, I'm like, how'd they get the job? Did they really know, like, what they're doing? Or is it like, lift weights? Like, you know what I mean? But it's, I feel like it's a big difference when you have guys in your training facility who are teaching guys, but really know. Especially for somebody like me who, like, you know, my whole career, it was always a numbers thing, a lot of weight. And it's like, yeah, but my body mass is like a lot higher. So then when I got the Baltimore study, becoming my body weight and not my actual, you know, my body fat and not my actual, you know, weight, because I actually have a lot more muscle mass than probably everybody on the team. So that's kind of a difference where you have me lifting all this heavy weight, but you want me to stay a certain size. You know what I'm saying? So it's like some of these people are having me lifting all this weight and I'm getting stronger. So if you don't think I'm getting stronger, you don't think I'm adding on muscle. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? From the age of 22 all the way to 30 or whatever, you don't think muscle's been able to stay the same weight, because you clearly don't know the science behind this. Yeah, he's gotten stronger, but you're going to feel like he stayed the same weight. Doesn't make sense. So you need more guys who are a little more educated in their area. Mm-hmm. And I feel like back then they didn't. It was just lift weights, run, lift weights, run. But things are a lot more technical and more, it's a lot more science driven now. And I feel like people should have a better understanding, because you have different body types. You have three different body types, to be exact. So you have to kind of know the body types that you're dealing with, because everything doesn't work for the same person. Like, you may have one person who can drop 7 pounds in a practice. You may have somebody only drops two. I'm that person who can drop 7 pounds in a practice. Wow. I just carry things different. I probably retain more water. So that, I feel like, is a big difference. And I definitely would have probably wrote some things on the
If it's 2011 and you're contemplating joining the Ravens or any of the other 30 teams, I guess, at that point, because the Vikings would have been off the board, would you care about the facilities or what you hear about the culture? Does that enter your mindset, or is it really who just pays you the most?
Well, now that you have this, this wasn't available before, but if I had this available now, I would definitely take a look at it. Like, I wouldn't want to walk into just any old anything for money. And I feel like some people, depend on what their goal is, if their goal is just they want to get paid, or if their goal is to continue to play at a high level, perform at a high level, then you'll be concerned about the staff, the travel, the safety, the how your family is, and the meals and all that, all those things that come with being a professional. If you really care about those things and want to be kind of the best, you know, performing at a high level, then those are things that you'll definitely look at.
Kind of along those lines, you know, when you were with the Vikings when Winter Park was around, and from what I've heard, the way the facilities are from Winter Park versus how they are at TCO right now, it's night and day different. Now, I know you had toured the new facilities when you were here in the fall, but how big of a difference, like, from your perspective, is it from Winter Park to now, and how much of a selling point is that, is the new facility to upcoming free agents?
For me personally, that's all I knew was Winter Park. Like, when I got there, that's all I was able to experience. When I left and I went to Baltimore, I could see, like, oh, okay, it's a little different over here. But if I'm getting drafted there, that's all I know. But then if I, you know, if I went somewhere else first, and the facilities might be, you know, a little better, and then their report card, I know, was already good, because it's not, those facilities are really, really nice. But it had to be Winter Park now. They probably wouldn't have been as good, but for our facility. But that's definitely something I would have looked at. Like some of the things I looked at were location, people on the team, who else is on the team, where did they, like, rank, you know, last year as far as, like, playoff-wise, things like that. And then how I feel like I could add in. And then definitely would like to know how the facilities are. You know, I think I did ask, like, somebody before I came, like Ed Reed or somebody, like, well, how was it? Like, I think I did ask, like, what was it like there?
Okay. Brian, excuse me. One thing I was going to, so you were able to go see the facility this year. And I think even you told us in a group text how cool it was, or how enhanced it was, at least from.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think that was a statement in itself. So Sally, when I saw this.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like ahead. A small college. I was saying it's like a small, like, because it's like a hotel right there. It's very accommodating for family. And even players, new players who can't really find a place to stay, they have condos or townhomes or something right that's in the same facility, like apartments or something. They have like a team store. It's like everything is right there. Like you don't really have to leave. It's like a campus.
Sally, when I saw this, so I saw the headline of the tweet that said Vikings were the tops. So that kind of was a spoiler for me. But had I not, and had I known the criteria from the jump, especially the locker room and the treatment of families, I would have expected them to be right in the middle of the pack, especially the way, based on the way the Zimmer and Spielman era ended. But evidently, the facilities and then the treatment of families and the culture in year one with O'Connell was pretty damn snazzy. Otherwise, they wouldn't have got an A+. Did you agree with that?
Yeah, I think just based on the fact that they do have those new facilities, that they're obviously already going to be probably in the top 10 because they are going to have a lot more space than some of the older franchises, like the ones that are at the end of the list that have very old stadiums and facilities. So I'm not too surprised that they're near the top, but to be number one is obviously you want to be number one. So I am a little surprised that they are first, especially with it just KOC's first season. And I believe they said that they were analyzing this for 2 years. So obviously the Zimmer era was for 1 year. Maybe it just wiped out because they took into consideration that he wasn't around anymore when they did this. But I mean, yeah, you love to see it. It's great. And I think especially with free agency about to start, is how much the guys actually look at a list of rankings like this. But yeah, you want to be at the top.
Thing that's surprising, because a lot of these, you know, are either organizational type things like locker room facilities, that type of stuff. Like a lot of that is money based, but the one that baffles me how anyone can get an F in it, and there's a lot of them, is treatment of families. Like I that part to me I don't understand. Like you'd think that any organization that has an, we'll call it, we'll say an asset, like the player that's there, like that you would at least, whether the openness, that's one thing, but treatment of families to me seems very specific. Like we have, you know, families coming to, or, you know, kids coming to check out the facilities, maybe having lunch. It's like, what, are you just being assholes to all these players' families? And so to see the Cardinals come in on that, you know, at the bottom of that list, it's, you know, kind of, I would have expected the Commanders just based off the history of Daniel Snyder there. But that to me is one where it's odd that they were handing out Fs, so that there's teams that are actively like just cold to players' families.
I can see that. I feel like the Vikings was really great and really hands-on with my mom. I'm going to say the Ravens were okay, but I don't feel like the Dolphins were the best.
Well, and it's, I get that some are going to be better than others, but to like when I see an F, that to me is like they're doing something that's like either just completely restricting access, or, you know, or again, just being cold to the visitors that come through. And that I find, you know, if you're trying to, like where you look at O'Connell and he has this, it seems like a very family type atmosphere, like all the players, everything. And he seems like you would be open to players, families being there. So it just struck me as odd. Maybe there's no merit to how I look at it, but that's what
Well, what I was reading on that topic, because it does sound very alarming. It sounds like, what? You guys are being jerks to families. I don't know what all was went into that, but from what many of them say is that it's about families being able to have a private area together at the facilities. And 11 teams apparently don't have just a family designated area or a specific area after the game or practice or whatever to gather and meet their player. And then also the Bengals one specifically, which I'm shocked that they have an F, it says that the breastfeeding mothers don't even have a private place to go. So they're sitting on the floor in the bathroom breastfeeding their babies. So I think it's things like that to make the families comfortable when they are there supporting the players. And I think, again, I mean, the Bengals stadium is super old. The Commanders stadium is super old. Whereas compared to US Bank Stadium, it was designed with those comforts in mind for families. So I hope it's not that these franchises are just being jerks.
Right.
think it's a lot more along that line.
The one that I found strange, not that the Washington Commanders low grade would surprise me, but the fact that they got an F minus, F minus is like, I didn't think was achievable. I thought it was like only you get, and it's like Saved by the Bell episodes, it's like the only time you got an F minus. And so when it was a palpable grade, I was like, I've never seen that. It's usually you just get an F and they give you some mercy, but it was a straight up F minus. But then you look at the team on the billboard, it's Washington Commanders, and it's like, oh, okay, that makes sense. But on the whole, yeah, I don't know, Ron, when I tweeted out, I think I tweeted something to the effect of, this is a pretty sweet thing to have as free agency isn't too far away. And immediately I was told like, oh, why can't they just be number one in football? And I'm like, I get it. I totally get it. I guess that would be better. And then it was like, well, they should pay the players. And I'm like, I'm pretty sure that kind of comes with the territory. So I think it's a cool thing to hit the news wire with free agency not far away. Am I off my base there, Ron?
No, and I think, again, as any pending free agent, like, there's all those things that I'm sure you're looking at, like, which is why Florida would always have an upper hand, because no income taxes, that type, the warm weather, that type of stuff. So everything has a play. But I think this speaks volumes of the ownership and the Wilfs ownership, because they've – what. Take out the winning championships aside, but they do everything that they can in their power to make this team successful year in, year out, whether it's spending money, whether it's you know, how they treat their staff, that type of stuff. But they try. They're not like the Twins that they're just gonna coast by and not give a shit and see what happens. It's no, they're doing everything they can. They're upgrading their facilities, they're doing everything you know, in real time, and not just waiting for like, oh, we gotta do something here because like we're getting F minuses on all this stuff. So I think that's a kudos to them. But also, again, that speaks volumes to if I'm a free agent, you're looking at it and it's a well-run organization that they take care of their players and their family and all their personnel. And that you need that in order to be able to build a championship level team. You need that camaraderie. You need, like Brian said, you need the appropriate strength trainers in line, because you can't just say, you know, we're going to have our punter, if he can bench 225 30 times, that's what we're going for. No, everything is functional. Like, I know, Brian, all your workouts now is all the it's more like, seems like functional type stuff, not just lifting as much as you can, because I'm sure that you know, at your size, that benching 225 is something that you probably don't do these days, because there's no point. Like, what's the benefit of doing that? It's all toning and stuff. So having people in place that understand those type of needs, whether it is nutrition, stuff like that, I think that's huge. And to be one step ahead in the operations side, I think that gives the Vikings, at least, it, if nothing else, it keeps them on a level playing field. It doesn't put them behind the eight ball.
I think it's very interesting. The Cardinals obviously got an F, that they will charge players for dinner and they will only send it to go, but it's a payroll deduction. And if you work out there in the off season, you are charged for any meal you have.
They didn't have to pay me a bonus to work out in off season. You're going to charge me for a meal.
Like, isn't that insane?
Yeah. Oh,
that is
unfathomable.
And then the expectations there too, that when they show up, they got to be at a certain level. So it's like, why not help them achieve that goal if they're going the extra mile?
Yeah.
It doesn't cost them that much to feed people.
No, it's the ultimate sign of a tight one.
Like, yeah, huge locker room. Right. Like, I mean, come on.
Yeah. It's embarrassing, really, because, you know, this isn't like, you know, Dave and Mary's little diner on the corner that's struggling to make it. This is the NFL. So.
Right. Well, they print money like it's,
yeah,
like it's going out of style.
And if you're there in the off season working out, where else are you going to get food? Unless you pack your own lunch, which how many people are doing that? I mean, what are you going to get, DoorDash?
Yeah, I saw that too, Sally, and I laughed. Bryant, I'm sure stuff has changed since you left the Ravens a decade ago, but they got A's in travel and locker room accommodations, and then their strength staff got an F minus.
I see.
Really?
I see it.
I don't know who that is or what that entails, but
they've had a lot of injuries over the last couple of years. Minus, and I don't know what that, like,
I'm trying to think when I was there, when I give them an F. No, I don't know. I don't think I would give them an F. But I can see the travel and the other things. I wouldn't say that strength coach was the best when I was there. It was like this short guy. I feel like it was just somebody's friend. Yeah, I would probably give him like a C minus. But that's collectively overall, you got an F.
It looks like the Ravens were a mixed bag. B minus nutrition, C plus weight room, F minus strength staff, training room C, training staff B plus, locker room A, travel A, and then let's see here, treatment of families C plus, and I can't remember if I said nutrition and service B minus. So. And to your point, Sally, the Cardinals got a big fat F minus when it came to good service and nutrition. So deservedly so.
That's just terrible. That's just embarrassing.
It is.
So, I mean, I'm assuming they're going to be embarrassed by this and probably change a couple policies.
And that's what the point of these things are, is that accountability.
Right, 'cause you don't want to grade out the same thing. You don't want to F again next year.
Yeah, this is visibility and accountability through, open open information. So teams that scored.
I'm glad they're doing this.
Yeah, it's really cool. And again, like I told Sally a few minutes ago, if I just would have saw this report card, I would have clicked on it and expect the Vikings to be middle of the pack. I don't know why. I just probably just ingrained in my bones that that's what the Vikings are. But no, they're at the very top. And you look at all the metrics.
No,
the Vikings.
I can say I feel like when he came as the Ray McCombs, I feel like he was always trying to find ways. I don't think he understood the sport at the beginning, but I feel like he was always still trying to find ways to make the program and the franchise better. And he always was trying to make it first class. And I feel like he just took time and just learned what was needed and went out and slowly got those things done. So I've seen a big difference. I feel like with Ray McCombs was more like an investment and I'm older and this whatever. But then when Ziggy came in, like, you could just see things like turning around. You could see he was really invested. It was there a lot to see what was going on and see how everybody was feeling and being treated.
Yeah, and it bears out in these grades. It's also worth noting for shout outs that the Dolphins were number two, so Bryant's other team, and the Raiders scored very highly right there in that same A or A plus range. So I think it went Vikings, Dolphins, Raiders for players' opinions of teams. And this isn't like Vikings players are talking about the Packers combination. This is dudes that play for the team or have played for them in the past year or two. All right, well, let's move on. It's obligatory Kirk time. I have a couple questions for Sally. She wasn't here last week. I can't remember if she was here the week before or not. But some things that I consider interesting about Cousins' contract or lack thereof, contract extension or lack thereof, have bubbled to the surface in the last week. So I'll summarize them briefly. The first one was from Tom Pelissero, a trusted source from NFL Network, claimed that this extension talk, or again, lack thereof, is more all or nothing than years past. In years past, usually adding a year on the Cousins deal did the trick, alleviated cap space, kicked the can down the road, bada bing, you've got a QB1. Well, this year, evidently, it's either the Vikings let the contract play out next year, do nothing here in the next couple weeks, or Kirk gets a long-term extension. And I'm guessing that his people, now that he's going to be 35 this summer, want an extra 2 years or 3 years on top of the year they already have for that stability and big final paycheck. And the Vikings probably like, we're not doing that because he's going to be 35. So I want to ask you, Sally, left up to you, what's your call here? Let him play it out or add on the extra 2 or 3 year juice?
No, just let him play it out. I mean, I think we talked about this shortly after the offseason. Look, it's been great. Thanks for the memories. Great fun year apologizing to him and all that. But I mean, come on, like Kwesi and Kevin do need to have some flexibility here. I just can't see them going for a long-term deal because they want to build this team. So I would say no. Thanks, but no thanks, sir.
That was a term that Kwesi Adofe-Mensah used yesterday, Ron, at the combine when asked about the Cousins contract and extension. He said that, you know, we want flexibility, you know, because we're smart business people and financial minds. And I'm guessing that that either means just an extra year or do nothing. The only thing you risk if you do nothing is that Cousins shows up and balls out and the Vikings do whatever it is, get to the NFC Championship or win the Super Bowl. And then you have no leverage because he will be an open free agent. He'll be like Derek Carr right now. You can't trade him. Your last good chance to trade him would be right now to a team of his choosing. So you would surrender a little leverage, but I think that would be fine if you have a long-term plan at quarterback. So are you in agreement with Sally, Ron, that you let the thing play out, or would you slap on an extra 2 or 3 years to the existing year?
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Hey friends, want to grow your business faster and stronger? Wondering how to find and keep top talent? It starts with your culture. Insperity, a leading HR provider, can help your business create a culture that drives growth. Download their free ebook, The Future of Business is Culture, at Insperity.com. With the right people, processes, and values in place, your company can realize its full potential. Visit Insperity.com to see how Insperity provides HR that makes a difference.
Well, if I were making a decision and it were something that, you know, isn't, you know, a Daniel joking like $45 million contract, I'm all for, you know, keeping the stability, like, you know, at around 30 million. But if it's going to be more, then I'm fine with the 1 year, play it out, because that also to me doesn't stipulate or doesn't illustrate that it's the absolute end after this year. I think people are looking at, oh, just let him play out the year and he'll be gone. You can always bring him back at the end of the year, you know, like whether that is on like a franchise tag type thing, which I know he isn't particularly fond of, but he'll be 35, you know, 36 next year. If he has another really good year and there's no drop off, then why not do a 1 year deal every year and see what happens? Like, because he clearly has made it known that he wants to remain in Minnesota. He likes it here. And as long as the team is performing well and he's performing well, like I don't want to go into quarterback purgatory is my thing. And you look at all these hot names that are out there and the three, four first round picks that may be taken, three of them are going to likely falter out. Like you look even back to not this current or season we just finished, but the year before, Mac Jones, I do not want Mac Jones anywhere near my football team. And if that's what you're talking about, as far as a rookie quarterback, I fully understand you have to eventually find that guy and invest in that. But all these people hyping the Anthony Richardson train, I mean, dude's a 54% completion percentage in college. Even Tim Tebow was more, had better completion percentage than that. Like, all the other metrics are there, the great, but every year there's a guy that skyrockets up the boards, gets picked number two, and sucks. Zach Wilson, you know, look at even Trey Lance and the undetermined nature of him. So I don't want to be one of those teams. Now, I'm all on board with, hey, if you identify your guy, do what the Chiefs did. Like, they liked Mahomes. They went up, they gave up future picks, and went up and got him. All for that. Great. But they also had a competent quarterback at the time. So I'm perfectly fine going that route. But to just lose Cousins, or to just get rid of Cousins with no plan in place, which I don't think Kwesi and O'Connell do. Like, I think if it were Zimmer, you might run that risk of the knee-jerk reaction of, we're done, we're getting rid of him, and we'll see what happens. So, I mean, I'm fine with whatever they decide, but I also don't want to be going off and pissing off Justin Jefferson before he is set to sign his big deal. Because if you have uncertainty at that quarterback spot, you can be in some trouble.
It's worth noting that the last team that said sayonara to Cousins has started 12 different starting quarterbacks in the last five seasons, and emphatically hasn't figured it out. And the Commanders rank last in the last 5 years in touchdown passes. So they've just gone from guy to guy. I don't think that the Vikings would be that incompetent, but I'm with you that if you have that option of where it's either, you know, the whole shebang, 4 more years altogether, or one more, you probably have to go with the 1 year, with the idea that Kwesi and Kevin can be trusted to go get their guy next. And I'll say this until it happens, to lift it up for listeners, that everything about Kwesi Adofo-Mensah and Kevin O'Connell, everything comes down to whether or not they pick the right quarterback to be their guy. If they don't, that means O'Connell's probably fired. Kwesi's on the hot seat. If they swing and the miss, like the Vikings did with Ponder, arguably did with Bridgewater because of the injury, then everything's going to go pear-shaped. So we have this slow boil until whatever draft it is, when they either spend their first round capital and draft the right guy, or they do the best of both worlds, keep Cousins for this year and draft somebody like Clayton Tune or Jaren Hall in rounds 2, 3, 4, 5, and hope for the best with his development. But it's really going to come to this climax on if this new regime drafts the right guy, because O'Connell for sure would probably be a casualty if they pick a Ponder type. Kwesi, the general managers have a little bit more leeway. But yeah, we're building to it. It'll be exciting. And, you know, hopefully there's some justice in the world and we finally get one of our homegrown dudes for once.
And that's the other part, like, where, you know, I know you had that, you were going back and forth last week on Twitter with people about, well, you just got to find your guy. They got to take chances. It's like, just like that. Like, if it were that easy, the Jets wouldn't be drafting a first round quarterback every other year, it seems. Like, how many, since Mark Sanchez, how many times have they taken a high pick quarterback and it just hasn't worked out? So it's, again, I'm all for, like, there are smarter minds than me that are identifying these players. I'm all for identifying that guy and going, and I don't care about the draft capital at that point. You go and you get it. If that's, you know, next year in a loaded draft with Caleb Williams and the kid from UNC, Drake May, like one of those guys, all for it. But if you're looking at it this year and it's like the Will Levis and Anthony Richardson of the world, where it's like, sure, I'm sick of hearing arm talent, because remember that throw that Zach Wilson made rolling left and into no coverage last year? Look at all that arm talent. The dude can't play football. Like, they're clearly, Mike White took the job from him and everything. So yes, they have to get it right, but they also have to have the time to be able to do that evaluation. If you're back against the wall, like, you have to make a pick, no one wins in that situation. You end up with a Jake Locker or Ponder or, you know, Blaine Gabbert in that 2012 draft. So I'm all for taking stabs. Like I've said before, it's, if every year we took a second round quarterback, I would not be mad, because you're going to hit on it at one point.
Yeah, that's the Vikings' foremost problem throughout franchise history is they've failed in the draft to find the right quarterback, and then they go with a safer option of free agency where they know the commodity who has a track record. And that's what leaves folks to believe that they never draft any quarterbacks, is because when they do draft, they do it in a shitty way and they get the wrong guy. Bryant, left up to you, would you extend Kirk for more years into, you know, the 3 or 4 range, or would you let it roll?
I would let it roll. I feel like at this point, like, he's been there for a while, and I feel like at a certain point they're going to want to turn the corner and get somebody else and groom someone else, whether they get somebody in the draft this year to sit behind him and he can start grooming him and they could watch him. But I don't know if they want to add on years.
Yeah, and the one of the other most interesting parts of this is if there is no extension by March, blah, 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 and we roll into April with no extension for Cousins, and it's clear and apparent that this is his final contractual year, that really changes how we think about the draft, because you'll want some sort of rookie quarterback on the roster, whether that's a guy from the first round or the sixth round, because you're telling yourselves that 2023 might be it for Cousins, and you've got to look down at the roster next year, and I would think have a guy that you can pivot to. Unless you just want to do the thing completely naked and draft a guy next year, I would guess that if there is no Cousins extension, some sort of quarterback will be chosen in this draft to, you know, have a look at, like Ron's talking about, whether that's Clayton Tune from Houston or somebody, or Hendon Hooker from Tennessee. I think that you would inevitably see the Vikings take a stab, even though they only have 5 draft picks right now. All right, Sally, let's round out the show with Packers chat. And predictably, this is about Aaron Rodgers and Jordan Love, because since we've talked to you, Sally, this conversation has changed as well. It appears that the Packers, for the first time in documented Rodgers history, are more ready to move on from him than ever before. There's been credible reporting that they're done with him, and now they're just waiting on him to figure out what he wants to do, because they're kind of at his mercy for all the guaranteed money. But he said after they lost to the Lions that he wasn't going to hold them hostage this offseason. 2 months later, he hasn't decided. So indeed, he's holding them hostage. So you and I are notoriously bad at predicting this. What's your temperature on Rodgers right now, or Love?
Well, yeah, I think it was today or yesterday that he came out and said that he would be making the decision soon. What is soon to him? I don't know. You would think logically that would be by the start of free agency, but I don't know. That's what we thought last year too, right? That he was going to make a decision, because there were teams that were definitely willing to take him on. Notably, the Broncos were very interested, and he played that out to the bitter end. So I think that they've got to move on from him. I mean, they've had Jordan Love on the bench now for what? 4 years?
3 years. Same draft as Jefferson.
Okay. So yeah, 3 years. And then, so this year they're going to have to make a big decision about him. What are they going to do going forward? Are they going to, you know, exercise the right to extend his deal another year? And I think that the relationships are just so damaged there, and they overcame it last offseason and tried to sweep it under the rug. And I just don't think you can do that 2 years in a row. I think the animosity is just building and building, and it's probably too late. But
yeah. And to your point, they have to decide on that Love option you mentioned in the next couple months, and that's going to cost them $20 million. And so how are you going to have a quarterback who's owed $100 million guaranteed, but then you also have to decide on the other guy who's going to get $20 million a year from now? And they created their bed when they gave him that large contract last year. So it's entirely their fault that they're trying to figure this out. But I think this is the first time that I can get. So 2 years ago when this all broke that he wanted to trade in the day of the 2021 NFL draft, it sounded like he wanted to move on. And last year it was another mutually, maybe they're starting to sour on each other, but this year it sounds like no matter what he feels after the retreat, they're ready to say, all right, just retire, get the fuck out of here, cause we're ready to try out our new guy. And I think that's a new sentiment. Ron, do you agree or disagree with any of that?
No, he is he's always been a media whore as it is. And like, he can't go without being talked about, because wasn't the whole thing, he's going to go on his darkness retreat. And then it's going to happen this day. Well, no. And then he's on Pat McAfee and it's, oh, nope, it's not until later this week. And then I'm going to have a decision as when I'm done. Now it's, he's done. And well, I have a decision but I'm not going to tell you yet. Like, just, he wants to stretch this out as long as he can. And, you know, again, I wouldn't want him on my football team. One, I think he's lost a step. He's not, whether it's him, the receivers, or the offensive line, I don't know. But he doesn't look like the same guy that won back-to-back MVPs. Now, again, he's still first ballot Hall of Famer, great quarterback, still very good at this point in his career, but there's too much drama that goes along with it. And which is why I think it'd be great if he ends up in New York, because then it's his head will get bigger, and you know, but he'll also be scrutinized more. Like, if he's not winning games, or you know, if they don't win a Super Bowl in New York, like, they're gonna chastise him. So just get it over with. If you don't want to play football, just say you don't want to play football. But you know, he's not going to walk away from $50 million. Like, I don't know how anyone
does. Does he have a trade clause?
I don't think he does.
No trade clause. So they could trade him somewhere that he doesn't necessarily want to be.
Right. One of the funniest things, a couple weeks ago, like when they were talking about it on the power trip with Meat Sauce, made me gut laugh, because he's like, just when he goes in his darkness retreat, just trade his ass then. So he doesn't know about it. I haven't gut laughed that long, that hard before, but just the way he said it, just trade him while he's in there. Like, you know, here I'm used to have at it.
You're on mute. Justin.
I realized that there at the last second. Brian, do you think that Rodgers rejoins the Packers for year 19, or do you think this is it?
What's crazy is I seen somebody give like a shout out like he retired.
Brandon Marshall.
Yeah, that's what I seen actually. Yeah, so they retired. He doesn't even like it there. So it's like, why do you like? It seems like he's having difficulty. You know, there's been something going on there for the past couple of years. So it's like, I would just sever ties and just try somewhere else. You've been there the whole time. Just go somewhere else for like a year or two, and you know, call it quits.
The eerie nature is how this has turned into a mirror situation with Favre. Like, while the details are different, but just very much when Favre was like every year, am I going to retire?
Don't you feel like it's the Packers organization?
Yeah, like just like how that went out. Like, because it was how many years that Favre was like, yeah, I may retire, I may not. They obviously didn't know, so they drafted Rodgers, and now Rodgers, yeah, I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know. You know what you guys want to do, but he's essentially following in those footsteps of, you know, making it about him. And then the team at some point like has to make a decision, move on. Like, either you're either here or you're not. Like, we can't hold everything hostage. But I mean, as much as I like to rip the Packers and that whole organization, whole state, whatever, like, they've handled this, I feel like, with class, like throughout that entire the Favre situation and here, like, just because I would just want to sit back and just blast the guy, like, just go home. We don't want you here. Like, you know, we'll trade you, we'll cut whatever you want to do, but yeah, so also are striving for that 40 years of phenomenal quarterback play from two guys.
I still think it's easiest for everybody involved. I guess the only thing that would be light would be Aaron Rodgers' wallet. Easiest thing would just be for him to say, I've decided to retire. Like, it would just kind of say, oh, okay, he'd get the little parade or what, it's the kudos, and then everybody could move on, and the salary cap wouldn't be incredibly damned for the Packers. I think that's the best natural break based on the contract they signed last year. But you know, again, this is Rodgers, and I would expect.
I bet if Brady didn't retire, I bet Rodgers would retire. But he wants to be the headliner in that Hall of Fame class.
Yeah, that's a good point.
It will never not be hilarious that they extended him. It made no sense.
No, I mean, with all the guaranteed juice, he's the one that should be talking about these dinker deals, like Cousins, one year to 2 years.
Right.
You know, pay him $50 million per year and then evaluate. But no, they're on the hook right now for $99 million guaranteed, and I'm pretty sure the only way that's alleviated is if he retires, because if he gets traded, there's going to be a fat-ass cap, yep, dead cap hit, and that's their own fault. And I mean, of course, it's we love it because they did it to themselves. So,
but then Jordan Love is their guy, LaFleur's guy. So it just, none of it made any sense from the second that Jordan Love was drafted. None of this has made any sense. Mm-hmm. And then just to extend him is just, you can't make sense of it.
Yeah. I think the only, and it's a big only, the only reason that it got really interesting and Rodgers had leverage is because all of a sudden the dude won back-to-back MVP awards. Like the moment that his successor was drafted, he became 2014 Rodgers once again. So, all right, next week will be mere days from free agency, so I invite you guys to put your free agent thinking caps on. We'll chat about kind of folks that we think the Vikings will target, dudes that we want them to target, and get together next Wednesday, same time, same bat channel. Anything else, guys?
No.
And combine stuff.
Yeah, combine as well.
I think I already found this year's Tariq Woolen, by the way.
Yeah, you gotta save it, or you gotta drop the name.
I could say it so then people can pay attention. Julius Brent, the cornerback out of Kansas State. Again, I know nothing about him. I don't watch any Kansas State football, but he's 6'4" with a 7'7" reach, and he plays cornerback. So that's if he runs in the 4.3s or 4.4s, that again, that means you got to throw over 6'4" with a 7'7" reach.
Yeah, that's filthy. All right, guys, we'll talk to you in 1 week.
Okay. Bye, guys.
Later.
All right.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night, and building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Hey friends, want to grow your business faster and stronger? Wondering how to find and keep top talent? It starts with your culture. Insperity, a leading HR provider, can help your business create a culture that drives growth. Download their free ebook, The Future of Business is Culture, at Insperity.com. With the right people, processes, and values in place, your company can realize its full potential. Visit Insperity.com to see how Insperity provides HR that makes a difference.
When it comes to teaching kids and teens about money, practice makes perfect. That's where Greenlight comes in. With a debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Parents send instant money transfers, create custom chores, and automate allowance, while kids track their spending, set savings goals, and practice money skills they can use today and for life. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.